Sagt der Heilige Mishnah weiter, man sagt es Erechen, Perik Ches, Mishnah Gimel. Okay, so if I'm Magdish the field, and I'm going to bid the same amount, and of course I get the first offer, but it's going to wind up being the same bid that somebody else bids for the field. I get it, because I have to add an extra fifth. So Hegdish will get more. So what happens when I, the owner, I bid a little less than someone else, but because I have to add a fifth, it comes out more than that person's bid? Let's see our Mishnah. Perik Ches, Mishnah Gimel, Amar Echad. Now this is after, let's see, I bid 20 Slaim. Somebody else comes along, and he says, Amar Echad, is this someone else? He says, you know what? Harei Shali Be'esim Ve'echas. I bid 21 for it. So I get the field. What? I bid 20, he bids 21, and I get it. Again, because I have to add a chaimish. Now, I may have to add more than a chaimish. The Mishnah continues. Noisnim esrim v'sheish. Me, the original owner, I'm going to have to give, literally, they're going to have to give 26 slaim. 26? Wait a second, I offered 20. A chaimish, as we explained it, means a fifth fourth. So I divide 20 into 4. That's 5. I have to add another 5. Okay, so I understand. I'm giving 25, and I get it. That person only bid 21. Why do I have to give 26? So a lot of different ways in the Rishonim here to explain it. The Batanura says like this. Look, basically, I offer 20, and automatically, because I'm the Bailim, so 20 means 25, because I add a Chaimish. Still, technically, for the base, I'm paying only 20. And Hegdish could have gotten 21 for it. So why should they lose that one seller? So I have to add the seller, although the fifth that I'm adding is only on the 20 that I offered. Some say like this. Look, what's the real price of the field? If someone is willing to offer 21, so the real price is 21. So I can't get it for less than it's worth. So we kind of split the hair. The fifth is only on my bid. My bid was for 20. But in reality, somebody was willing to give 21 for it. I have to add that extra one. So I'm paying 26, but it breaks up like this. 20, that's the original bid. Another 5, that's the chaimish. And another 1, because the mice says someone offered 21 for it. Now, what happens b'yesim v'shtayim? A second person comes along and says, I'll take it for 22 slime. So my original 20 is still a better price, because I have to add a chaimish. So habaylim noisnim esim v'shev. In this case, the Bailim will give 27 slaim. 27? 20 I offered. 5 is the chaimish. But somebody offered 22. So I have to give those extra 2. We keep going. B'yesim and v'shalosh. A third person comes along and says, I bid 23 slaim. So Bailim noisnim esa ushmaina. Remember, his 23 is still below my 20, because my 20 comes automatically with an extra 5. But I'm going to have to give over here 28 slaim. 20 for what I promised, another 5 for the chaimish, and another 3 because the maaseh is worth more. Somebody was willing to give 23 for it. B'yesim v'arba, if a fourth person said, let it be mine for 24 slayim, habaylim noisnim tisha v'esrim, then the original owner has to give 29 slayim. B'chamisha v'esrim, if a fifth person said, let it be mine for 25 slayim, habaylim noisnim shloishim. So I, the original owner, I'm going to have to give 30. Again, 20 is what I promised. Another 5 is my chaimish, and another 5 because Lamaisa can't get it for 20. If someone's willing to give 25, it could be worth 25. Now, what if I say, listen, this is all very nice, but when I offer 20, I knew it's going to be 25. I have to add a chaimish. How did I get to 30? Can I change my mind? And the answer is no. Zayzok the Batanur. And the Gemara says, why are we doing this to the Bailam? Why are we forcing him to give 30? What do you mean, why? We just explained. I promised 20. Automatically, another 5 for the chaimish. And if the field is worth more, because somebody else is promising 21, I have to make up the difference. Or 22, I have to make up that difference. No, here's the problem. And the Gemara asks this kasha. Batanur brings the Gemara. We're not trying to take advantage of people over here. But the Gizmer has to get what Hegdish can get for this. Hegdish can't lose out. So, in all these other cases, I can't have any tainus. Listen, I was magdish my field. I knew this. I should have learned Masechta Zeichim before I magdish my field. I was taking that chance. I offer 20. If someone else offers 21, 22, 23, 24, fine. I have to give my 25 plus the extra. The Gemara's problem is with this last case. If somebody offers 25, what is he really offering? You know what he's really saying? He's really saying the same thing I am. Again, I was ma'alish my field. They want to redeem it? You're asking me first? I have to give an offer? So I'm saying 20. And I know 20 means 25. Because I have to add a chaimish. What's this person saying? 25. So he's saying the same thing as me. So why are you forcing me to buy it for 30? Why can't I take the position I made an offer? Somebody else made the same offer, so I'm out of it. Why can't I be out of the picture? I offer 20, which means 25. He offers 25. Zakti Mar, you're right. If I take an offer 20, somebody else came along and said 25, I could say, look, basically he's saying the same thing I'm saying. So fine, we came in with even bids. It's not like my bid even registered. Just move it over to him. If that's what would have happened. But the Gemara said, you know what really happened over here was? I, meaning the balabas of the field, I offer 20 plus a little. I said 20 plus a pruta. So by adding the pruta, that means I'm giving you 25 and a pruta. Because when I say 20, it means 25. How we would work out that pruta, if you can give a fifth on a pruta or not. Okay, whatever the case may be, that's not important now. What's important is when this next person said 25, he's not even with me. I can't just cut myself out. Because I still came in a little bit higher than him. Once my bid stays, because of the mashumor, so now I'm kind of stuck. Again, whenever we're talking about giving money to Hegdash, you're not stuck, it's a schos. But the reality is, the Gizba is going to turn to me and say, listen, technically, even though it's only by a pruta, you're more than the one who offered 25. You offer 20 in a pruta, that's 25 in a pruta. We compare your bid with his. So you see the base is really worth 25. And the mela, you'll have to add another 5. But only another 5. We're not going to say because the base is worth 25. You have to pay a fifth on the 25. A fifth is only on your bid. As the Mishnah reiterates, She'ein Masif and Chaimish al Iloy Shelze. You never have to add a fifth on the amount that the other person said more. That's true for this case as in the previous cases. Amar Echad. Now, let's go weiter. Someone else comes along and says, Harei Shali Be'esrim V'shesh. I'm putting in a bid for 26. So let me explain to you how the Batanura learns the Mishnah here. If this was the previous case, where originally the Bialim said, I'll give 20. This man is offering 26. That's one more than my 20 and a chaimish. So I'm out of the picture. We're not going to say, well, we're going to force the Bialim. Not forcing nothing. I could only be forced into it if their bid didn't outdo mine. Outdo mine means what I bid it for plus the chaimish. Like we said before, if I say 20, which really means 25, and he says 26, it's his. But what are we talking about over here, says the Batanura. I was magdish my field. The Gizber says, how much are you offering? I say 21. And Amarecha, this person comes along, and Harry Shali, he says, I'll take it for myself, be Esen Vashesh for 26. Now, till now, it was easy. Because when I offer 20, it's very easy to figure out the chaimish. We said it means a chaimish milabar, which means take the 20 divided by 4. So 4 times 5 is 20, and add another 5, 25. But I said 21. So let's figure this out. How much is a chaimish on 21? I have to take 21 and divide it by 4 and add a fifth fourth. That's how a chaimish works. So without getting into the math, trust me, to add a chaimish on 21 comes out to 26 slayim and a dinner. There are 4 dinners in one sela. Divide 21 into 4. Take that fourth and add a fifth fourth. It'll come out to 26 slayim and a dinner. So now, I said 21. Which is really 26 slime and a dinner. Omer Echad, along comes someone And he says, Eresh li be'esim v'shesh, I'll take 26. So I'm technically ahead of him. Because my bid of 21 is really 26 plus a dinner. So I can't cut myself out of this. Imrotzu habaylam. Now here it's tricky how to touch the words. Because even though it says imrotzu habaylam, I actually have to do this. So imrotzu means, where the Mefarshim explain it, if I wanted l'chatchila to bid 21, if that's the case, so now I have no choice. Being that there's no bid that came in ahead of me, so what I'm going to have to do now is, and again, let's try to touch the words correctly, imrotzu habaylam litan, if the baylam taka wanted to give this 21 to start with, so now I'm in a situation where I can't get out, and I'm going to have to pay shloishim v'echad v'dinner, 31 and a dinner. And habaylam kaidmim, I come before whether I like it or not, because he only offered 26, and by me offering 21, and it's automatically 21 plus a chaymish, I'm ahead of him. But v'yim lav, if the baylam didn't offer to start with 21, the baylam just offered 20, like in all the cases till now, 20 plus 5 is only 25. He's saying 26. And Imrim Higiyascha, so we say to this Reb 26, the field is yours. Okay, chazring over. I'm Magdish my field. The Gizber comes to me. How much are you offering? 20. Along comes someone else. He says 21. I am forced to give 26. Why? Why can't you give it to this person who said 21? And the answer is because Hegdish will lose. Oh, the Gizba will explain to you when you offer 20, that was really 25. You have to add a chaymish. Oh, so if you give it to him for 21, you're going to lose 4 slime. Because my 20 is really 20 plus 5. Right. So why am I paying 26? I should pay 20 plus 5 plus the chaymish. No, because Lamaisa, he offered one more for the base price. If that's what the field is worth, I can't take the field for less than it's worth. So I don't have to add a chaymish on that extra seller. But on my original 20, I have to add a chaymish. So I'm going to pay 20 plus 5, which is the chaymish, plus the 1, because he offered 21. Same is true if the person offered 22. I would have to add 2 to my 25, it would be 27. If he offered 23, I would have to add 3 to my 25, it would be 28. And if he offered 24, I would have to add 4 to my 25 and pay 29. If he said 25, let's remember how the Batanura explained this. I said 20, he said 25. If that's taka the way it was, that's not the case of our mission, but if that's taka the way it was, I can say, no, I'm out of this. Somebody else offered just as much as I did. I said 20, my 20 plus the chaymish is 25, he offered 25, can't force me. But what happened was, and this is what our mission is talking about, I offered 20 plus a pruta. So with the chaymish, that's going to be 25 plus. He's only offering 25. So in Mela, I'm really offering more than him. So I have to give my 25 plus. But because he offered 5 more, I'm going to have to add 5 more. So I'm going to wind up paying 30 plus. Then the Mishnah told us that if I offer 21, if someone comes along and offers 26, I can't say, he's way ahead of me, give it to him. No, my 21 plus a chaymish. It was going to be 26 and a dinner. So not only will I have to give my 26 and a dinner, which is my 21 plus a chaymish, but because he offered, this other person offered another 6, that means it's originally worth 26, I'm going to have to add 6, but at least I don't have to add a chaymish on the extra 6.